Hallelujah.
Jesus, sweet Jesus, he's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star. Sweet Jesus, he's the God of every nation. Bless his name. Oh, sweet Jesus, he's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Sweet Jesus, you're the God of every nation. Bless your name. Oh, how I love him. How I love him. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. How I love him. How I love him. He's the God of every nation. Bless his name. Ooh, you are my savior. You're my savior. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. You're my savior. Yes, you are. You're my savior. You're the God of every nation. I bless your name. Oh, you're my healer. You're my healer. You're the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You're my healer. You're my healer. You're the God of every nation. I bless your name. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. You're the lily of the valley, bright and morning star, sweet Jesus, you're the God of every nation, bless your name, hallelujah, Jesus is the sweet. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. You may know something else, but that's all I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeshua is the sweetest name I know. Oh, and he's just the same. Yes, he is. That's his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. I love love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, Yeshua is the sweetest name I know. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, yes, it is. Yeshua is the sweetest name I know. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something, hallelujah, about that name. He's my master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 little heaven and earth proclaim that king and kingdom, they will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, Jesus, call it out, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about your name. I can call it late in the midnight hour, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Oh, Yeshua, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim that king and kingdom, they will all pass away, but there's something about your name is above every other name. There's something about your name. These chains, when you call the name of Jesus, there's something about that name. When you get in trouble, demons tremble at that name. Yes, there's something about that name. Your name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. There's something that name. It just makes me feel better when I call on Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We praise you. We bless you. We glorify you on today. Hallelujah. Your name, we call on your name. Hallelujah. That's above every other name. Host, are you there? Hallelujah to the King.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning. I am here, prayer partner. Thank you, Thomas, Sharon, for seating for this time of worship this morning. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Simone, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, over, oh my goodness, almost 12 years now, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalms 88 and verse 13, "But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Keisha did earlier, and as our psalmist, Minister Sharon, and as an host as such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. That's in the second half of this call. What brought us to this phenomenal company is Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call this morning, Monday through Friday, which is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. We also have a free number that you can use if you cannot get through, and that number is, the bypass number is 716-293-9709. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and our speaker for today is Director Deborah Smith as the host. Well, our speaker for today really needs no introduction. However, what I'll do is I'll pray. And the next voice you'll hear, that will be Dr. Vanessa. She is an electrical engineer. She's an author, also a mentor, as well as one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call. Let us pray for our praise request and praise report. Our prayer and praise report. Today is a beautiful day, Lord. May God take care of all our needs. Touch our lives with contentment, our hearts with love and faith, comfort our souls with gladness and inner peace. Watch over life. of God, watch over all of us. And our prior request and praise report, Lord, I ask all these mercies and more in your name. Amen and amen. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am right here, Minister Simone, there in Vancouver, Canada this morning. Thank you for hosting us with the spirit of love and compassion. Good morning to our entire Master's Call family. Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting our entire family as we came on the line this morning, hearing your love, your energy, and just knowing that you, even at work, are just still doing your part to make this call what it is. I love that tag today that you have given us, and we just appreciate all that you do. A big, big shout-out stepping in for us this morning to our dear Minister Sharon Stowers there in Pearland, Texas. As the old saints say, you sang this morning. You didn't just sing. You sang this morning and brought us into the very presence of the Lord. And a big thank you for that. And to our co-founder who I've entered this journey with, such a loving sister there in Woodbridge, Virginia. We are blessed to be all over the map today as we are in the final quarter. We're 3 months out now before our 12-year birthday of this, the Master's Call, and it has been a joy and a privilege to serve with Dr. Pecola Roberts throughout this journey. Well, I was with you all earlier this week, and we're going to continue on the series that we began, Focus on Being Faithful. Focus on being faithful with that subheading of doing it with a firm follow-through to the finish. Focus on being faithful with a firm follow-through to the finish. Our text scripture that we started with is from the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy 2, when Paul wrote to Timothy, a young pastor building the church in Ephesus, where there was daily persecution of the believers. That 12th through 14th verse reads, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considers me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. At verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, again, our topic for this series, focus on being faithful with a firm follow-through to the finish. I discussed last time we together that acronym for FOCUS. It's been around a long time. Firmly on course until successful. Firmly on course until successful. And we talked about even the definition of being faithful, remaining loyal and steadfast, and that should be our desire. And we started on the hows of some points we're going to go over. The first point we discussed last time together was only allow God's opinion of you to propel you. Only allow God's opinion of you to propel you. And we talked about learn to take even what the world calls a hot mess going on in our lives and let God make it into a Holy Ghost message that will help so many others. We even talked about when the world says you have failed, no, you are not a failure. The acronym for FAIL is forever acquiring important lessons. Forever acquiring important lessons. See, in the 37th division of Psalms, that 23rd verse, it says, though I fall, not if I fall, it's though I fall, because all of us will fall sometimes. I will not be utterly cast down because the Lord upholds me with his hands, because he's ordering our steps, and we have to learn to fail forward, to learn the right lessons. And I gave examples of great people such as Thomas Edison, even in his journey and quest to discover the electricity we all enjoy today, along with Granville T. Woods, who doesn't get the credit that he should. We talked about Walt Disney, George Washington Carver, that all of us will experience those avenues, learning that there's a better route toward that place called success. We talked about our attitude determining our altitude, and that we must keep our hearts pure, sensitive to his voice. And then we talked about that need to be humble before God, to be humble before him, to walk in humility with the things of God, to be that servant leader, because that second principle was keep an attitude of gratitude, staying humble always, honoring God. Again, keep an attitude of gratitude. We just completed a gratitude fast, of a time of 10 days of consecrating, turning our plate down, pressing into that place in God where we sincerely had the thanks in our hearts and the praise of God on our lips, staying humble, always honoring God. And that means walking in humility is a quality of state, not thinking better of yourself than you ought. We talked last time about how do Christians have humility, mainly by meditating on his word so that he works and flows through us. And so today we're going to continue our third principle in staying focused and being faithful with a firm follow-through to the finish. Well, thirdly, in spite of all the fiery darts coming from the enemy, choose. It's a choice. You know, Joshua said in that 24th verse, me and my house, for me and my house, we're going to choose the Lord. In our lives, each and every day, it's a series of daily decisions that really determine our destiny. Whatever condition your life is right now, good, bad, positive, not so, up or down, yes, there were some hiccups from hell. Yes, the devil was being the devil, shooting fiery darts at us. We know his job description, but still it's a choice how we choose to react to the things of life. Do we still choose to see the glass half full? Are we going to grumble and complain about it always being half empty? Choose to remain faithful to God and his word. See, again, I love to say it because it's so real. Take the messiness of life. Oh, it's been a messy time. This pandemic has proved how messy life can be. Take the messiness of life and learn the right lessons and make it into a message. Take the mess and choose to look at it and ask God to make it blessed. Let me give you a word on that. Genesis 50, that 20th verse. You know, we read Genesis 37 through that 50th chapter about Joseph's life and kind of just skip from chapter to chapter. Baby, when the family throws you in a pit, because they hate you that much. And when you try to live righteous and you got a cougar coming after you, lying on you with Potiphar's wife, and then you end up in the prison and you know you don't have any right to be there. You got to still choose an attitude. See, when we get to that 50th chapter, and he's been through so much before he interpreted that dream and then became second in charge of all of that kingdom. He had to look at his brothers who started that journey and say, you meant it, in that 20th verse. You meant it for that. Oh, but the God we serve can turn it around for good. So it's a choice today to take the messiness of life and let it be a message. You know, take those lemons, woo, bitter, but make some fresh lemonade on these hot, sizzling days. Learn through Christ to master the message, to stay on that potter's wheel so he can smooth out those rough points. Then God will use us to tell the masses. But we got to first, within our space, within our domain of influence, take the lessons of life and master it with a message based on his word. Get that message lined up with his heart. And then God will promote us to use to tell the masses. And by blessing the masses, it will make you the millions to further the kingdom of God. Because that's the whole purpose of money, is to use as a tool to further God's heart and vision. See, in other words, we got to take the poison that will often creep in from, yes, the holy haters and just life, and let it push us with godly passion toward our purpose. Let me say that one again. See, we got to let the poisons that creep in, they come in from all different areas, all different shapes and sizes and situations. That even when the holy haters come in, and we got to let it push us with godly passion, not letting it poison us, but getting the passion of Christ and let it take us toward our purpose. See, let the poisonous darts make you strive to do a few things. First, to learn the right lessons from the poison. If God allowed it, learn the right lessons. God, what are you showing me? Ask Daddy God. That James 1:5 says, when we lack wisdom, we can ask good of him, and he'll give it to us liberally. Learn to be reflective from that poison. See, you have to die, and I have to stay righteous in our reactions and still show respect as we resist allowing that poison from wherever it comes from to consume us. Many of us slide right into the flesh and, yes, end up acting a fool instead of learning to stay in a posture and telling the flesh to hush, hormones, stop hollering. I'm going to do this the righteous way. I'm going to pass this test, because I don't want to have to go through this again. And then secondly, we're going to learn to respond to that poison according to the word, not in our flesh, even as our heart is hurting and, again, hormones are hollering, wanting to get even, and purge the poison through the arm of the flesh. Can't do that. You know, I talked on my class on Tuesday night. I was dealing with them about, we're talking about the office of a pastor, and I was talking about how pastors, a large part of their job from preaching on Sunday after Sunday, is handling conflict, teaching the people of God, equipping us when we come in at all different places and spaces and sit under the teaching and preaching, teaching them how to respond to life in a godly way. And I gave the example of Matthew 18. The 15th through 18th verses, it talks about, I do a workshop called Conflict Resolution. If you're living in this world, which we all are, there's going to be some conflict, some minor and some major, major. And how we respond to some poison that's seeped in will determine how much first God can trust us with the anointing he's given to us, and how much we're disciplining the desires of our heart and the flesh, again, that sometimes wants to act a fool. And I talked about from Matthew 18, when you fall out with somebody, or something happens and you're not a happy saint anymore. This is life. That 15th verse in Matthew 18, unfortunately, the majority of the body of Christ violates and then want to justify it, because it said, when someone offends you, you go straight to that person. But, you know, most of us want to take a scenic route. We want to say, I was just so upset, I couldn't say anything to him. Hold up. Hold the heaven up. When you feel your emotions are taking over and not the Spirit of the Lord, we need to get in front of the Lord and let us calm us down. Because that statement isn't really true, that you couldn't
control yourself. And I just couldn't say anything to him because if somebody came up to you and put a gun up to your head and said, hush, don't you move, I promise you our flesh would line up quickly. So quit saying it. Lying to yourself first that you can't get this in control. And many of us will say, well, I had to bounce it off of somebody else. That's not what that scripture tells you. It tells you if you have an issue with someone, you go to that person and that person alone. You talk to Jesus and Jesus alone. And you go to them. Why is that so important? Because when you share it with a peer partner, when you share it with your spouse, when you share it with your good buddy, you're putting that in their spirit. And I use a great example. Many times in married couples, you have a falling out, and it's life, getting to know each other. The two fleshes becoming one. And you have, I don't call it an argument, you have a spirited discussion. And you are just so mad at them. Now, instead of you working it out with them as Ecclesia, I'm going to keep giving you scripture because I want you to wrestle with the word, to let the word win. Ephesians 4, 26 says you not to let the sun go down on your wrath. And that 29th verse in Ephesians 4 tells you to let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth so that you don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will not let me go on with my notes. I have to stay right here. And see, you get up that next morning and you know, that night you're so upset, I should say, and you call your mama and you call your buddy and you tell them your side, your version of what happened, the spirited disagreement. Ooh, they are hot. They're signing what you're saying. Ooh, I wouldn't take that. Girl, man of God, that ain't right. It may be a truth, but it's not the truth of the situation. Now, through the night, y'all done made up. Well, yes, Lord, y'all done really made up. You're heavenly happy in the morning. Now, you calling that person that you ducked, you verbally vomited into the situation, and they are still hot. They couldn't even sleep last night. They were so mad. Now, you're not forgiving the person. You done gone on. How many times in the body of Christ have we poured and put in other people's spirits stuff they should not even have heard, should not have ever known? And they struggle. They're looking at you up in the choir, and they're still mad because they're hearing that conversation. You've gotten over it and gone on because you didn't handle conflict correctly. What am I saying? When poison comes, and it will, the scripture tells you to go to that person first. And if you can't get it together, it takes a minute to get it together before you can go to that person alone, you and Jesus, then you practice my thumb principle, the shut up ministry. Yeah. Because see, if you get before God and really pray about it, he'll show you and I what we may have done that allowed the poison to get in. And even if we're totally innocent, even if we're like a Joseph and Potiphar's wife just coming after us, because I'm handsome or I'm cute, and they are cougar and they just want me. Even if you're justifiably righteous, the scripture still does not allow you to dump that into other people. That's why the Bible gives us these stories, so we learn the righteous lesson from them. See, half of y'all got attitude with me right now, but that's all right. I want you to wrestle with the word. Well, I had to share it with somebody. No, you didn't. That's your flesh telling you what you had to do. I'm telling you what the word of God tells you to do. Because, see, most of us, if we get before God, we won't even go back to that person. We'll leave it at the altar and say, Daddy, God, you working out. You fix this thing. Because this hurts me, and I need this resolved. Then the scriptures go on in the next verse to say, if you all can't work it out, the two of you, then go bring somebody else with you, and let's talk about it again. He didn't tell us to ever ignore it. With most things, we still need to confront. We don't need to be putting our head in the sand like an ostrich. Don't go get your road dog, your running buddy, or your other friend who you know is going to agree with you even when you're wrong. Our country's in a mess right now. Because we got fake news. We know who won the election, but folks still lying. So don't go get that person who's just going to agree with you just because they love you and they're going to support you no matter what. You're right or die. Get someone who's going to operate in the integrity of Christ on this situation. And you know who they are in your life. The body of Christ, which has to be the model, would be so much stronger for the world. When we don't pass our poison test, that poison seeps out. And we got folks in church listening and somebody, I love the Lord, but you're not speaking to 3, 4, 10 people there in the congregation. Something's wrong with that. conflict resolution. You want to have an attitude of gratitude, it's got to cover all things. It's the love of Christ that covers a multitude of our sins. And so when the poison, not if the poison comes into our life, because we're in a fallen world. We're in a world that is sinful. We're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. That's what the scriptures teach us and tell us. And so the poison, because we're talking about staying focused, and many of us have lost our focus because we didn't let the forgiveness of Christ enter our heart. It's not a feeling. It's a decision. I don't feel like forgiving half the folks I have to deal with, the saints and the ain'ts. I said, you Cushites can't tell me that y'all love Jesus, keeping all this foolishness up. But I'm commanded to love them because somebody loved me when I was out there stuck on crazy. When I was out there just being carnal as ever, someone, mainly my parents, loved the hell out of me because there was a lot up in there. And every day we're on the potter's wheel. But we got to be honest where we are. So we're going to stop there as we're talking about, helping us, Lord, because we all need help with this, to grow up in Christ and to focus on being faithful with a firm follow through to the finish. In Jesus' name, Father, if they need to, all of us, repent. For actions, deeds that we have let poison stay in this morning, purify it, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Simone.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that continuation of the topic, focus on being faithful with a firm follow-through to the finished. Let us pray over our praise requests and prayers. Lord, thank you for the overflowing blessing you have showered this morning. Thank you for taking care of our families. May you bless this day with healing, blessings, and miracles. Guide us through wherever we go and whatever we do. And may your Holy Spirit lead us into the path of righteousness and grace, Father God. Fill back up Dr. Vanessa, Father God, as she just emptied on us, Father. Watch over us, our family, Dr. Pecola Roberts as well, Father. Strengthen and protect us in our prayers, whatever our praise requests are, our prayer reports, Father God. Bless us, this TMT family and our extended families, Father God. I ask all these mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen. To hear a playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, the morning motivational call this morning is held immediately following this call with our director. Director is Deborah Smith. And thank you, Thomas Sharon, for those blessed songs this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us this morning. And also, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, again, for that powerful message this morning. Focus on being faithful with a firm follow-through to the finished. Could I ask you to come back in, please, and give us our benediction, please?
Thank you, woman of God. Spirit of the living God, we thank you today. Find us faithful in you. Teach us, Father God, how to stay focused in this season, to not be derailed or denied or enter into any deception because of the wiles of the enemy with the devices that are not of you. We thank you as we focus on you. Increase our discernment, Father, our sensitivity to your voice
as we're obedient to do it your ways. Let this message marinate in our hearts so that we will grow up to be all you called us to be, bright lights, full of your countenance of Christ in our going in and our coming out. So as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever leaving your presence, I thank you for the destiny for this day to be developed in us. I thank you for the favor for this day to come forth and bear great fruit. I thank you for the blessings this day on these, your master call people, and have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.